The poetry tonight will, of course, be the poetry of Jalal ad-Din Rumi. All of it sprang spontaneously from a learning community in 13th century Konya, Turkey. Sometimes the dervishes would stay up all night in meditation, saying that remembrance of God called zikr, singing, saying poems. And this first poem is a description of the state of mind, the state of awareness that the community reached at dawn. There are, of course, no words for it. Sometimes he calls it majesty. Sometimes he calls it grandeur. Here he calls it the splendor of the dawn. There are two names mentioned in this poem. Husam Çelebi, who was Rumi's scribe for the last 12 years of his life, and Halaj, Al-Halaj Mansur, who was martyred in 922 in Baghdad for saying An Halak, or I am the truth. This we have now is not imagination. This is not grief or joy, not a judging state or an elation or a sadness. Those come and go. This is the presence that doesn't. It's dawn, Husam. Here in the splendor of coral, inside the friend, in the truth of what Allah said. What else could human beings want? When grapes turn to wine, they're wanting this. When the night sky pours by, it's really a crowd of beggars, and they all want some of this. This that we are now, created the body, cell by cell, like bees building a honeycomb. The universe and the human body grew from this, not this, from the universe and the human body, this that we have now, is not imagination. This is not grief or joy, not a judging state or an elation or sadness. Those come and go. This is the presence that doesn't. It's dawn, the song.